This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands of people have taken to the street in Russia to demand the release of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, and now thousands of arrests. Russian police have detained more than 4,000 protesters Sunday, according to OVD Info, a monitoring organization. Authorities mounted a massive effort to stop the demonstrations after tens of thousands of people rallied across the country last weekend in the most widespread show of discontent Russia has seen in years. Navalny, an anti-corruption activist, was jailed immediately after returning to his home country in mid-January after recovering abroad from a poison attack. He has blamed his poisoning on the Kremlin, which they have denied. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the protests on Twitter Sunday. He condemned the, quote, persistent use of harsh tactics against peaceful protesters and journalists by Russian authorities for a second week. We are learning more about an explosion and attack in Mogadishu, Somalia. A car bomb caused a massive explosion near a popular hotel on the road to the airport. That was then followed by a shootout between Al-Shabaab militants and police. Witnesses say the blast occurred near Hotel Afrique, a popular hotel near a busy security checkpoint into the Mogadishu airport. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Police say Al-Shabaab members stormed the hotel, but that most of the people inside were rescued. That includes Somalia's former state minister for defense, Yusuf Siad Indha Ade. VOA reporter Abdi Kafi Yusuf Aden was also inside the hotel at the time and survived. This is VOA.